I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
What?
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hi for a remote recording of Football and Mark. A remote recording.
Is that why this sounds weird?
Yeah, it might sound a bit weird. Hopefully not too weird.
But there's a good reason for it. There's a great reason for it, Mark.
Is
because
there?
One of us is in Qatar to start building.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you, isn't it?
No,
or
no.
Is it Ryan?
No, you're the ride engineer, Mark. You're in Qatar. You've told us that we're not meeting this week because somebody's going to be away.
Oh.
So we're just all in our houses, Mark.
Oh, what's the point? One of us was supposed to be in Qatar. I sent a memo saying one of you go to Qatar and we'll do a remote recording.
Why would one of us go when you're the one building? You've got to be out there recceing.
Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
I get sunburn easily. I'm not going out into the Qatari sun to just do a recce.
I'm just happy that this is a remote record because I was freaking out because one, it sounded weird and two, I couldn't see either of you and I thought something had gone terribly wrong. So
Never mind.
Thankful.
Look,
maybe next week one of us goes to Qatar.
This week, okay. I know this is left field. We were going to start building, but I think we just maybe just come up with three new rides for this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after we do that this week, we really, really need to start building.
Okay.
We're running out of time before the World Cup starts in Qatar.
In Qatar. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mark. Well, this is.
All right.
Let's kick off. In the minutes, can we just say this is your fault?
I was doing the introduction.
Sure.
But,
sorry.
Yeah. Fine.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's building the sand.
Mark, you've got an idea. You've got an idea for a ride.
I have, yes. So its working title is Lukaku 49ers.
Ooh.
I might need to revise the title because it doesn't fully sell the heart of this idea, which is Lukaku's infamous 7 touches only in a game in February 2022 when Chelsea played Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
It's the all-time lowest amount of touches for a single player since Opta started recording the stats, not including last-minute substitutions.
A lot of those touches were kickoffs, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it, like if you transported yourself magically onto the pitch, do you think you could get more touches than 7 in a Premier League game? If they expected you to be... So if you went into the body of, say, Kai Havertz or, let's say, Lukaku, do you think you could beat 7 touches with your current ability, but in the body of Lukaku?
Yes, I'm confident I could.
So I reckon some pitch invaders have had more than 7 touches.
do you think anyone would get suspicious if Lukaku, as in it's me, but in Lukaku's body, suddenly insisted on taking all goal kicks?
Also, it would be a great get-out if Lukaku, during that game, he knew he was playing poorly and he kept saying, "I'm not in my right skin."
I believe that's happened.
Trying to get out of himself like the Hulk.
So would that metamorphosis happen at the end of the game, live on Sky TV?
Yeah.
Like his outer shell would just fall away like something had melted and there's just a sort of fat, misshapen me sat in the centre circle. Sorry about that, everyone.
When he's swapping shirts with Wilfred Zaha, it's just your whole skin comes off.
Accidentally gives him a whole skin and Wilfred Zaha just shrugs and puts it on anyway.
Frames it. Gets it signed by the rest of the team.
Or Lukaku runs over to some little boy and just throws his whole skin at him.
And then for like weeks afterwards, there'll be loads of signs. People going, give me your skin.
Can I have your skin?
Can I have your skin?
Can I have your skin?
So I wanted to celebrate somehow, because Football Land is, not to put a fine point on it, a celebration of all that is wrong and mediocre and below average about football, largely, isn't it? I initially thought it would be about not getting involved in Football Land. You would win something if, as a punter, you did seven things,
right,
or less. But I think that it would be really easy to abuse that and just turn up and just stand there and do nothing.
Well, yeah, but also that would be completely detrimental to your day at Football Land, having spent £100 on a ticket and then just winning the do seven things or less competition.
Well, a bit like Chelsea spending a fortune on a striker that.
True.
Two of his touches were kickoffs.
True.
So I wanted to kind of open it out a little bit. I don't know if you know this, if you remember this from school times, but 7 times 7 is 49.
It is.
So since football is largely a celebration of maths, it is all about numbers at the end of the day. One person's numbers or one team's numbers are better than another team's numbers. I figured, what if we issue a smartwatch to people as they come in the park, and this smartwatch measures seven things, and you have to collect seven of these seven things. And
A quest.
So it's a bit like Pokemon, but rather than getting them all, you've got to get seven.
Just seven.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
It would change. We would rig the clever computer code stuff, which, you know, I'll read up on this so I know how to do it when the time comes to build it. But each day is different. So if you're coming to Football Land for the second time, you're not going to instantly know that, oh, if I go and touch the railing over there seven times, that's one of my seven things to collect. It might
it's got to be randomised.
It might not be.
For sure.
It changes, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be randomised.
And I think we put some really difficult seven things in, like seven whole visits to a Scoffiation nosh ball.
Ooh.
So you're having a 10-course meal seven times.
Yeah, yeah. It should be like for some people, maybe could you make it age related? So for children, it's easier, but for an elderly person, it's impossible.
So yeah, what would be impossible for an elderly
person? You got to sprint.
You've got to
move
quickly seven times.
You've got to do the 400 meters in under 2 minutes.
You've got
to
make a decision
seven times.
Any decision. You're just going to make any decision seven times. That's impossible.
That's
for an old person.
You've got
too much
to not ask where your glasses are, even though they're on top of your head, under seven times in the day.
You've not got to fret about parking seven times.
If you do like a quest of like you've got seven different things to find, you know, one of them's going. I mean, we could really manage the park in an efficient way there. By evenly distributing the tasks around people so that not everyone in the morning is going on Steve Mechanical Ball. You know, it's spread out all the way. So, like, if...
Yeah.
I mean, and you could get your seven things and they could flash up, like, once every hour. So if you're 7 hours in the park, you've got to spend 7 hours there. So we maximise their time there. And every hour you get a vibration on your wrist and it just says, you know... Go and have a poo on Gary Lineker's shit your pants loop the loop.
Yes, I think that's getting there. I'm in favour of making the tasks that you need to do very different from each other, but not communicating that to people wearing the wristband. So if they get in there, they know they've got to do seven things. So the first thing they do is touch a railing seven times and it pings. It's like, yes, you've got one of your seven sets of seven. They will then be fooled into thinking, oh, it's about touching things. So then they spend the rest of their day just tapping everything seven times.
Oh,
and
so you don't know what it's going to be.
They're not getting awarded. No. Well, that was my idea at the start. You've got to do seven things seven times, but you don't know what they are.
20,000 people in the park like just going completely mad.
Just tapping things. Yeah. It's like engendering mass OCD. Everyone's just like... tapping everything seven times and wondering why. Well, the railing when I first came in, that gave me one, but I'm not getting anything else. And that's because hopefully they grow and learn and it's, right, you've got to go on this ride seven times.
Yeah.
You've got to have a poo that lasts exactly 7 minutes.
Or broken into seven bits. You know what I mean? You've got to go.
So that,
You've got to
lay a large enough log that you can nip it off seven times. Well, actually, that would be six times, wouldn't it, to create seven pieces? Yeah,
which is less than seven. Imagine if you did that. It's not so hard.
Yeah, but imagine if you did that and you were controlling your sphincter such that you were nipping it off brilliantly and then another one came out. It's like, oh, that's eight. I've ruined it.
It'd be
but
good
then
if,
imagine if you'd you were be doing really that. Annoyed. Imagine if you were doing that and then Arsene Wenger rushed in and went, again.
Double it.
And made you do it.
Double it. But then Wenger kept coming in saying again, so you did seven lots of seven poos. And then at the end of that, he took his skin off and it was Romelu Lukaku. And just when you think you've won, he takes his skin off and it's me.
If you do something once and then your watch vibrates and then you realise you're onto something, that could be a good way of...
Yes, that's fair,
so
yes.
Like, but it would be like awkward if like you kiss your mum on the cheek. I don't know if that... I don't know why you would, but anyway, thanks for taking me to football land, mum. Kiss on the cheek. Oh, you get a vibrate on the watch. Now you got to kiss her seven times. Or
and then
the second 20, time you...
20,000.
Yeah, the seventh time 20, it doesn't
20,000 other people...
start kissing your
mum. Or 20,000 other people get an image of your mum flashed up on their watch. So they're all looking for your mum to kiss her seven times on the cheek. Yeah. She would have a nightmare.
She'd have a terrible time.
She would not be coming back to Football Land.
Or she'd love it.
Fighting off 20,000 Football Land. Or she might
Your mum would, Mark.
I quite like the idea of it being a park management system and it's a good way to get people on the shitter rides. Do a bit of...
Yes.
You know, just do a bit of cleaning up, you know, around the bins, around the back of a Scoffy Ocean nosh ball, you know what I mean?
What's the reason people are doing this? Is it a punishment basis or is it a prize?
No, there's a prize, I think. I don't know what the prize is yet. That's up for debate.
We could give them Lukaku for the day. You could give everyone who successfully completes it a share of the grand prize pool of £94 million. There's plenty of incentives. We've got plenty of money.
We could send Lukaku to their house to touch them seven times.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
What sort of touching? Would it be just a light tap on the forehead seven times or more sexy touching?
The thing is, right, Lukaku's got to work that out for himself if he wants to be able to leave. He's got to turn up and he's got to work out exactly where to touch you seven times, and then his Fitbit will vibrate and he'll be allowed to leave.
And he can leave. He can leave to go back to training.
Otherwise, he's there for as long as it takes.
We've got to make sure he's got the right address of the winner then, because if you've got no idea what's going on, you open the front door and Lukaku steps inside and caresses your cheek seven times, you think, I don't know what's going on now.
I think he'd be frantically touching you. He just wants to be free of this contract. You know what I mean?
What's your tactics there then? Do you start at the head and just use all of your fingertips and just like as if you're like miming rain coming down in a nursery school, you know, like that
or
sort
like
of
a stenographer,
all the way down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just furiously typing across somebody's body.
Because you wouldn't go straight in for the erogenous zone. You wouldn't go straight in for their groin, would you? You wouldn't just tap them on the balls and hope that's one. You'd do everything but.
Well, what was that?
I think that was him jiggling the balls in his mind.
That was, that was the noise I imagined it would Lukaku's fingertips would make on somebody's ball bag.
Yeah. I think that's really accurate, Ryan. Yeah. Do you have to like swab the inside of their like cheek? Do you have to go inside them?
I think internal's fine, but only as long as your fingers are. If you're getting implements, no.
If Lukaku's turning up with a rolling pin, you're like, mate, you've taken
he's turning
us too
up with
far.
With a sexy tool bag.
Okay,
like one of those
right.
sort of carpenter's rolls. You know what I mean? Just rolls out a bunch of tools. Okay, let's get this over with.
It's like, why is this a prize to win? Why are you winning, Lukaku? Coming and touching you up furiously.
I regret spending my day picking up bits of litter at Football Land for this.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I quite like the prize we gave away a couple of weeks ago, which was a key ring with someone's photo on it, but you never found out whose photo it was.
The prizes are, you know, meeting Lukaku is a lot of people's dreams. You know, after he's touched you for furiously run his fingers along you like he's doing Braille.
A sexy screwdriver down the back of your throat.
Then he can answer, you know, a couple of questions about his life. You know, you get to ask him, like a genie, maybe three questions about his life, and then he goes.
So three questions. You've got to get him in before he gets his seven touches.
So it's actually 10 things. Seven touches and three questions. Lukaku.
That would be like a... That would become an Olympic sport, wouldn't it? The front door rings, the door opens, he's got to touch you seven times, you've got to ask him three questions before he's finished his touches.
Yeah, it's a competition.
It would be like kind of weird judo, wouldn't it? Like an Olympic gym hall with a front door in the middle but no house. It's vital that it starts by Lukaku ringing the doorbell, and then once he opens it, he crosses the threshold, he's trying to touch you and you're trying to ask him questions as you just sprint around this gym hall.
I think you could really put him off with some questions, couldn't you? Because he's got to answer them. So you could ask him some very open-ended or philosophical questions that he can't quite answer. And that could prolong. But then, actually, you want him to be answering your questions as quickly as possible. So the tactics are the other thing. So it's got to be very straight yes-no answers.
Yeah.
It's like, are you Romelu Lukaku would be first one. And he might have to prolong his answer because he hasn't touched you long enough.
Yeah.
So if he touches you, is that like, that's like a goal? That's a goal. So it restarts. He has to go back outside the front door. so maybe it's seven questions to seven touches.
Wow. Yeah. What a competition.
It's basically first to seven. With it resetting each time, and he has to go back outside.
So I think forget getting anyone. This doesn't work as the prize anymore for me. This works as just the exhibit at Football Land. We've invented a new sport at the Squeaky Bum Type Arena, and
I really want to see someone play
every
this.
Day. We play Lukaku's Lucky Sevens, and you know, like professional athletes can play against Lukaku trying to ask him, but it wouldn't be professional athletes, it would be professional question asks. It would be police interrogators would be the best at it, wouldn't they?
I think we need one rule and one rule only, and that's no tickling.
Yes.
Because that's a really easy way to stop somebody asking questions.
Oh, yeah,
and
very true. Yeah.
They might develop a technique where they're tickling with, say, the left hand, so you're giggling away. You know, and then they're typing away, you know, speed braille reading across the rest of your body with the other hand.
But you know what he'll do, though, to get around that? He'll have two of his fingers in your mouth while he's trying to touch you everywhere else so you don't ask the questions.
Yeah, if he just grabs hold of your tongue.
All right, let's vote this one.
We're ready to vote on whatever the hell Lukaku 7 is or Lukaku 49ers. So all those in favour of having this exhibition event in Football Land, after three, say aye. One, two, three.
Aye.
Yeah, it's a winner.
Thank you.
It's a winner.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, Ryan, you have a patron, is that correct? You have a patron from Nigel Adderley.
Yeah, sort of.
Great.
I mean, in both senses of sort of. One, it's sort of a Patreon, and two, it's sort of a pitch. It's a three-word pitch.
Okay.
He's very...
A three-word pitch.
He's very confident. He's just put, hit the stanchion.
Amazing.
Well, that's all he's
amazing.
Written.
Yes.
Nigel Adderley is a top commentator.
Top.
You know, it's an honour to have him pitch a ride, which must mean he's listened to at least one episode. So yeah, thank you very much, Nigel. Say it again, Ryan.
Hit the stanchion. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Maybe it's like hit the stanchion.
Hitting the stanchion, that's the most satisfying thing in football, right? When you hit a curling shot, and it goes in, but it gets caught in the stanchion.
Yeah, I had a 4-year argument once with a friend about, he misspoke once. I think I might have mentioned this before. He said hitting the bar was better than scoring. I think he meant hitting the bar and it going in. But as a teenager, those sort of details don't matter. He misspoke, and that was what he said. That was what he meant. And this went on for 4 years. And any time we played football, we would remind him that, hit the bar, don't score. So is Nigel saying, he doesn't say hit the stanchion on the inside or the outside. So yes, you're right, Anthony. Very satisfying when it goes, hits the stanchion and
but it's possible to hit the stanchion when you've missed.
Yeah.
It hits the supporting post that holds the net up and then comes back and hits the stanchion, but it's behind
it. It depends what level of football you're playing, doesn't it? It's
absolutely.
Stanchions sort of don't exist in top flight football these days.
Stanchions do not exist in top flight football. I think there was a viral video where I think it might have been Chesham United or a team basically in whatever the division below the National League South is these days, which what used to be like the Isthmian League, and now it's like probably the, I don't know, the TikTok Premier.
I think
basically
it's the Big John's Bouncy Soft Play Premier.
Yeah, exactly. Big John's Bouncy Soft Play Premier, Division 2. And Chesham United, I think, had a shot on goal, and it hit the bottom corner, but there was a stanchion in the bottom corner of the goal.
Yes.
Sort of by the post.
Down. Yeah.
And it hit the inside of the stanchion. It clearly crossed the line, but it bounced straight back out. So it wasn't a goal, it wasn't given.
Yeah, one of the defenders caught the ball.
Why would you have a stanchion down there?
Well, it's sort of holding the net down. Yeah.
Right.
So it might have been. I tell you what, hitting the stanchion is quite a nice sort of arc of a ride, isn't it? You projectile into something and it clunks like satisfyingly. It could even be the cloakroom. It could be you go up to the cloakroom and you're given you put your belongings, your valuables in a bag, and you just chuck them at a giant goal. And if you get them in the stanchion, then they get safely
get
kept.
Back. Yeah.
And if you miss... safely kept until the rest of the day. And if you miss, you've got to carry them around
you were
with
put
you.
In a way. Yeah.
If you miss, then anyone else can go in and just have a rummage and take home what they like.
Yeah. It's the opposite of safekeeping.
Absolutely. I mean, and a stanchion really is the opposite of safekeeping, isn't it? It's a hairy place to hit.
Let's just rewind a little bit. You said about a ride replicating and the satisfaction of the finality of hitting the stanchion. If you consider scoring a goal with a net, I would argue is more satisfying in that it crosses the line. If it's midair or even if it's along the ground, it then sort of, it caresses the back of the net before it comes to a standstill.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful, graceful momentum, which we can and have replicated on many rides in football land. Whereas if it's fired, it's usually a long shot, isn't it, that gets stuck in the stanchion. If it's fired, then it's a beautiful strike. It pings past the goalkeeper and then it just comes to a very definite
clunk, it stops and it's wedged in there. If we replicate that on a ride, that would be really exciting, but really uncomfortable. It would be a horrible way to stop. Like, imagine the ride is some kind of rocket launcher. So you're fired into the air and you just stop suddenly. You hit something. It's like a space shuttle launch where actually they've forgotten to take the roof off and it's like, it's all spectacular. It's great. We go, boom. Oh, shit, we've stopped.
I think Matt Letizier might have got the ball stuck in the stanchion once. And that was, I think, that one of the most satisfying goals. I agree with your friend.
He's denying it, though. It was never filmed, so he's denying it.
I agree with your friend, Ryan, in that hitting the bar, like Tony Yeboah's couple of goals that were like almost carbon copies of each other, like 3 weeks apart for Leeds United. That is so satisfying. Like, it'd be great to get a ride like that where you hit the bar, then you bounce down, and then you bounce back up.
I think you might be onto something with the sound as well. I think, you know, like a little, like a shooting gallery and in a kind of carnival. Very satisfying noise when you hit the target. It's sort of,
yes.
It's a bit like a kind of a spittoon noise. Hitting the stanchion, it's almost like, could we have like giant guns that would fit a ball in? And it's a bit like a shooting gallery and you've got to hit the target, which is a stanchion, with a giant sort of almost like one of those T-shirt cannons with like a mini football wedged in the bottom of it. That in itself, you know, would be enough for me. Just and then the bonus is like you've got to get it stuck in the stanchion. I'm getting excited just thinking about this. And
steady on. Me too. Can it also be the valuables, though? Can you have two attempts? you fire yourself through and you have to fire your valuables through. And if you don't, you've lost your valuables forever.
No, I think it could be even better than that. I think at the front, it appears like it's the cloakroom, right? But you take the stuff off somebody. Like, you know, you walk up to me and you go, oh, could I put my coat in? You go, yeah, sure. And I take it off you and I give you a ticket, but the ticket's immaterial. It means nothing, right? You're not getting your coat back. I jam your coat inside a mini football, right? And I just pass it through a curtain in the back. and that ball just goes down a little chute and it's just constantly feeding the patrons who just like...
What's the reason for the curtain? Just to have a bit of illusion as to where it's going.
A bit of illusion. We want people to keep,
hide the magic.
Yeah, we want people to keep, you know, feeding us, you know, belongings that we can stuff inside many footballs. So you want a bit of, you know, an illusion of security. But really, you're not getting that back. And it's really hot in football land. So if you brought it in Qatar, you know, if you brought a coat, then it's your own fault.
It is your own fault.
Yeah.
I think this would last for about 3 days before TripAdvisor had so many comments of people. It's like tips before you travel. And it's like, don't give your valuables to the cloakroom. It goes through a tiny curtain and then is lost forever.
To be fair, that's like a lot of cloakrooms I've used. All right. All those in favour of Hit the Stanchion by Nigel Adderley and Nigel Adderley alone. Say I after three. One, two, three.
Aye.
Congratulations, Thanks, Nigel.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Keep
well
your
done,
Patreons
Nigel.
Coming to Football Land.
And feel free to write a bit more than three words if you want to.
There's no limit.
Sean, tell them about Football Land.
Football Land is the one for me. Football Land is the one for me. Good for you and your baby. Yeah.
Football Land. I love it. I actually do.
Anthony, you've got an idea.
I've got a ride idea. Yeah. I think we need more rides for children. And favourite rides when I was a kid at Chessington World of Adventures was the Magic Carpet ride. And it's very simple. It's just a magic carpet, which actually isn't a carpet. It's just a horizontal deck that everyone sits on. And it just goes round in a circle sort of quite violently. And I thought...
It's a very weird motion, isn't it? It's unlike any other ride.
It's horrible. But
it's not
great,
nice.
And kids love it, adults love it. But Qatar needs a magic carpet ride. And what's the most obvious magic carpety thing I can think of in football? And it's got to be, I'm sure you're going to agree, it's not a stretcher. It's that headband that Paul Ince wore in the World Cup qualifying against Italy when he banged his head.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. When he banged his head.
What
do you mean when he banged his head?
He banged his head.
Well, it was like he got up too quickly and hit it on an open cupboard door midway through the game against Italy.
He banged his head. I think it was at the San Siro. And they didn't, and the team had lost the keys to the changing room. So the changing room was like miles away. So they had to sort of scrabble about for ages trying to find something. And they found this massive big bandage and just wrapped it around his head. And it became blood stained and like an icon of like English football. And I thought, you know, what better thing than a kid to ride, you know, unfurling that and riding it around like the iconic magic carpet.
The blood stained
it's a bit like, you know, like the Turin shroud. It's gone down in memory as an icon, as a relic. And I think Paul Ince's headband, if it still existed, and I'm sure it does, I don't think anyone will have discarded that. That would go for millions at Christie's or Sotheby's. Millions.
So if the Turin shroud had the image of the face of Christ, what image would be revealed on the Ince shroud?
Probably Chris Sutton.
Or the San Siro shroud.
Chris Sutton, I'd say.
Chris,
it's not one image. It's a bit like the Bayeux tapestry. If you unravel it, it's actually like highlights of the game.
It tells the story of that goalless draw.
It was a roller coaster ride, Mark. That game.
Oh,
And this is a roller coaster.
Very
ride.
Very good.
Also, Paul Ince is kind of in danger of being forgotten as a player. In danger. We remember Roy Keane so well because he's a pundit now. Paul Ince is a manager now who's actually doing surprisingly well at Reading as we're recording. But he's in danger of his playing career being forgotten. I think Paul Ince, like, we need children to remember Paul Ince is what I'm saying. And if we unwrap...
Well, do we though?
Yeah, I think we do. The governor.
He did some great stuff on the pitch, some amazing stuff. He also did some less good stuff.
Yeah, but one of the best things he did was not put his top on until he walked onto the field. So we could have that. We could have...
Every game.
Every game, you just saw his nipples for a bit.
Ooh, yeah.
And then he put his top on and then he went on. What a superstition. And, you know, I don't want to go down the route of a giant fiberglass footballer, but do we? Do we?
Why not?
Do we get another giant fiberglass footballer of Paul Ince this time, naked from the waist up, just naked from the waist up, but with a massive bloody bandage. And it unwraps magically. It floats down and children can ride it. That's all it needs. Children just ride it around. Remembering, maybe on the bandage, there's like a computer terminal with a Wikipedia, and they can read about Paul Ince's career. And it's only got that. You can't. It's not. It's like the intranet. It's not. You can't look at everything. You just look at Paul Ince's career. So maybe not Wikipedia.
But will it include things like homophobically abusing Graeme Lasseau?
That was Robbie Fowler, wasn't it?
Robbie Fowler also did that, famously did it as well.
Everybody had a go at that point, didn't they, really? It wasn't a...
Well, yeah, because Graeme Lasseau read The Guardian, and for other footballers, that's ridiculous.
I don't know if
so
we'll
we're going to chant every homophobic nonsense at him that we possibly can, because that's clearly wrong.
I don't think we can have, like, on the magic carpet ride, just another fiberglass Graeme Lasseau and kids can just scream vitriol at him. I think that might be sending the wrong message.
Well, call me old-fashioned. I would rather kind of teach that that's the wrong thing to do, and Paul Ince should not be celebrated for having done it, even though I'm sure he regrets it now.
I've got a question about the blood.
I'm
thinking maybe we don't want to cover little kids in blood, but we don't want to get rid of that.
Maybe. I like the maybe there. Well, it's not a definite no.
It's up for debate. Flags, right? Red on flags. It means blood most of the time, right? The blood that was spilt in a war that the country was won, right? So it's sort of a symbolic blood.
Apart from Japan's flag, which is a sun.
Yes. And lots of other examples that don't mean blood. But there are a handful of examples that mean blood.
It's just the red on the England flag. Is that blood?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We have had a lot of fights. So I reckon...
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's a St. George's flag, because it was only really around this period that the St. George's flag kind of overtook the Union Jack as the flag of choice. So I reckon rather than a bloody bandage, you know, because I don't, there's some problems with that. Why isn't it just a really long St. George's flag? And then that sort of takes in a bit of what Mark's saying about the kind of like rampant homophobia of the period.
Fair enough. But can, as a special opening ceremony thing, can Paul Ince just prick his finger and just let a tiny drop of blood onto the flag? Just as a symbol.
As someone who's got to build this, I'm a bit in the dark still as to the mechanics of the ride. Yeah. Is it just a bandage that's hanging loosely from some fiberglass head of Paul Ince? Kids somehow get to the top and then just slide down this? Is it like a whirly slide, like a helter-skelter?
A good question, Mark. A good question. I think Paul Ince's naked torso is illuminated at the start of the ride. Up above his bandaged head. The bandage unwraps itself, I think, from wires. Imagine wires unwrapping it. Much like, wires. You know,
okay, I'm writing this down because I've got to build this.
Do you remember in Snow White when a lot of birds carried a picnic blanket?
Yeah.
Maybe we get all of just wires or birds unwrapping Paul Ince's bandage. The birds fly this bloody bandage down, but as it comes down, you realise it's not blood that was on his head, but it's the St. George's cross.
Yeah.
With a tiny fingerprint pick in the corner from Paul Ince just to symbolise his struggles.
That's going to fade. If he does that on day one, then like the second year of Football Land, it's like there is some Paul Ince blood here. I can't find it now.
That's true. And we might have to get him back to do it, like very much like when you have to do a blood test with the doctors, you have to do it every month or so.
Yeah. He just gets a circular letter from his GP saying, oh, it's time for you to go and prick your finger on the St. George's flag at Football Land.
To save us money of his appearance, we could get a pinprick, but also ask for like a half a pint of his blood.
Just
keep that in a freezer. And then we can
just
crack
it slosh it over the flag every other month.
You know, you had the question of like the slide. Have you ever seen like, I've never been to one because I'd never do it to myself, but I've seen an advert for it, like Cirque du Soleil. There's lots of sliding down sheets and ribbons.
Unraveling
and
sheets
stuff
from the ceiling. Yeah.
We could.
There's a name for that, isn't there? It's like a trapeze act, but not with a sheet that's unraveling and.
I imagine it takes a lot of practice and years worth of training, but we could just let the kids have a go and they'll work it out.
Have a bash.
They're very industrious children, aren't they? They pick things up very quickly.
It's sort of an individual
feat.
These
tiny robotic birds. They lift up one end. Once all the children are on, they lift up one end and then all the children just slide down through sort of like
an
a Paul Ince museum. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like a Paul Ince museum.
It could kind of encircle him as it goes to the ground. So they're going round and round. They've got a duck. If his nipples are erect, they've got a duck because you're gonna bang your head on his nipple otherwise. As you slide across his chest.
And then all the way down.
How do they get up to the top of his head? What's transporting them up there?
It's robot birds. Imagine drones, but like with their paper mache head, each of them. And they can maneuver the shroud and the children up to the top, and then they can slide down it. You know, it's amazing what you can do with a sheet.
Yeah.
So it's attached to his head. Mm. It then unravels and falls to the
ground level. Children get on it. The birds bring it back up to the top.
So is any part of it still attached to his head? Is like, or has it fully unravelled and his head is...
It's attached by a bit of dried blood.
Yeah, it's not really attached, no.
What I'm driving at, so if it is attached, then when the kids get on it and get lifted up, they're only going to be able to slide down as far as his head.
Ah, good point. Well, no,
attached. Then just be stuck on the top of his head.
How about we make his body the helter-skelter slide? So like the slide, slide
that's
on.
That's what I was thinking.
So then they can tumble, they're brought up to the top on the sheet. And then the sheet is lifted up almost like at a 45-degree angle upwards. So the children tumble down it and down the poor Ince helter-skelter. And then they end up at his feet. Because don't forget, you could put him in like Umbro boots. We could get a boot deal there. You can get official England socks. And you know, we can, again, I don't want to go too far down the gift shop route, but we could end them up in the gift shop.
Yeah.
There's a couple of details. I think I'm remembering correctly, but Paul Ince sort of has a bit of a wandering eye, doesn't he?
He does.
And I wondered if we could make it, we could make this ride sort of like a bit scary, but also not totally scary because it's for kids. Because if we could make his eye wander, it's a bit like a painting that follows you around the room. So it's a bit like a kind of an eye of Sauron, you know what I mean? Just sort of following you around,
yeah,
freaking you out, and you're a bit worried. But then just as you get maybe a little bit scared, then the Paul Ince head speaks, and it's in that like weird voice that sounds like his shirt's a tiny bit too tight around his collar's a bit tight.
Paul Ince sounds like he's sort of being crushed slowly
by either slightly tight underwear or a bit. You just wanted to clear his throat, so you're sort of a bit worried, you know, because I think you've got that aspect in a magic carpet ride. It's like, oh, it's a bit mystical and like, oh, I don't really know. So you've got Paul Ince's eye following you around the queue as you're like queuing up. But then just as the point you may be on tears, his little mechanical mouth opens and goes like, don't worry, it's not real blood. it's only a splash.
Also, that eye could make a great all-seeing security camera at night.
True.
So Paul Ince's eye is just looking around the park. It can spot intruders and maybe even the voice could then turn evil at night. Yeah. Oi, governor speaking, get the fuck out of our park.
It's got to be a bit more like,
oi, the governor speaking, get the fuck out of our park. Right, okay, let's have a vote on this. So all in favour of the Paul Ince magic bandage, say aye. 3, 2, 1, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I like it. Yeah. Thanks. Any children's ride that involves blood, then I'm in.
Well, that's three more rides to add to Football Land. That was a successful show. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Please continue to subscribe, tell your friends, share it on social media. Send us whatever you want. Send us a Patreon and we'll pitch your ride idea. Send us a jingle and we'll play it and rip the mic out of it as well. You up for that?
Can I just say that this is probably the most professional outro that we've ever done?
I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
It's gone up a little.
I got so carried away with the Paul Ince ride that I banged my own head on purpose just to see what it was like, and I'm suffering
the new year
concussion at the moment. I tell you what, though,
exciting for listeners, because next week we are all of us are going to be in Qatar. So let's get that sorted, and see you next time on Football Land from Qatar.
From Qatar next week. All right,
see you there. Bye bye.
Pull it. Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.